Hello, it's Tuesday, January the 18th. We're in Revelation chapter 7. We've looked at the identity of the seal, and we've looked at the identity of the 144,000. And now it gets a little complicated because John lists now the 12 tribes. And for example, in verse 4, I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, and so on. Now, Judah is first. And Judah is first because Christ descends from Judah. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah in chapter 5 and verse 5. The reference here is Genesis 49, the Jacob and Joseph period, and Jacob blessing his sons. And in Genesis 49, 8 through 10, when he references Judah, to bring about the obedience of the peoples. Now, Paul, in Romans 1 and verse 5, quotes that as the obedience of faith among the Gentiles. In other words, Paul sees that the blessing that Jacob gave to Judah is actually a reference not to Jews who descend from Judah, but actually a reference to the Gentiles. And I think that here in Revelation chapter 7, John is also intending for us to see that reference to Judah as also being a reference to Gentiles. Now, Richard Baucom makes the point that the numbering here is like the numbering of an army. And it echoes the book of Numbers, when each tribe was listed from the tribe of X, from the tribe of Y, from the tribe of Z, forming an army that would conquer the promised land. And so this is like saying the church, the 144,000, the church that's made up of God's elect, Jews and Gentiles who believe in Jesus Christ, is like a marching army. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. So the church, the true Israel, the church, in spiritual warfare, in spiritual conflict with the four horsemen of the apocalypse. It's a very vivid picture that we are in a war. The church is engaged in a spiritual war against the powers of darkness, and therefore we need to be spiritually armed and equipped. Well, we'll look at the rest of chapter 7 tomorrow, but for now, have a wonderful day.